Dominion Over Habits. Your letter of the 24th is at hand. Mind knows your need of a place, and knows where and what the place is, and is determined to bring you and the place together. Keeping these simple but indisputable facts in thought will do the trick. You can master the liquor situation by facing it fearlessly and extinguishing its supposedly dreadful influence. Liquor is a strangely powerless and unattractive thing when looked at squarely and sensibly. This is why Charlie will forget all about it one of these days. He is well on the way already. Liquor is no more attractive and no more potent than ordinary drinking water. It is our stupid thought about it that raises the mischief. So we will keep seeing and understanding how certain it is that a person of intelligence cannot be moved by such nonsense. You both stand like two Gibraltars, immovably fixed in principle and quite oblivious of all apprehension. I will continue to steady the situation. Write again whenever you feel like it. Your note just arrived. Perhaps you make too much of the smoking business. Most people do. They exaggerate its pleasure on the one hand and its wickedness on the other. Now, smoking is not entitled to so much consideration. About the most you can say of it is that it is an expensive, mussy habit. Millions of perfectly respectable people indulge, but they would be better off if they maintained their dignity. And you will have no difficulty in maintaining your dignity, I am sure, because the Almighty is on your premises, and He sees that everything is kept in apple pie order. He is on the alert for intruders, since those premises are His premises. He can land on any wrong impulse, smoking or whatnot, bind it and cast it out. He will be doing that very thing for you pretty soon. You may say, "I did it," and you will not be far wrong, because the Almighty and you are one. Is this not why you feel so mighty, formidable, and even exhilarated at times? It is the Almighty carrying on in you. This is why you have the confidence and the prowess to go ahead and be yourself. You have no illusions about tobacco. There is nothing to it worth mentioning. There has been a lot said in these days, as you know, in derogation of willpower. It has been pictured by many well-meaning people as a monster of frightful mien. Now, the will to do right, and everybody recognizes the thing at sight as a divine impulse. There is nothing human about it. No one can go anywhere unless he lends himself to it. The next step you take will be in response to its urge. I resorted to it, I am convinced, in starting this letter. So have no fear about exercising willpower when it calls you in the right direction. It is the voice of the Almighty. Respond. Do not be a dawdler. Hamlet is the outstanding dawdler in literature. Shakespeare must have been deep in the valley of indecision himself when he framed Hamlet's speeches, for renowned writers have a casual way of making their characters confess what is in their own thought. So the Bard of Avon, in one of his dallying moods, inspires Hamlet to temporize, to be or not to be, that is, shall I take it lying down or standing up? Everybody faces this issue many times in the course of a year and generally makes the manly decision. The mind within will not let him rest until he does so. You will take this course pretty soon, and the Almighty will be with you. You will be surprised to see how easy it is to carry out the resolution, for after all is said and done, His is the resolve, and His the sufficiency. Proceed. On another occasion, Shakespeare is himself. No longer is there a doubt or waver. You may think at first that he is boasting. Nothing of the sort. He is asserting the inner and only man when he confesses through Julius Caesar, I am constant as the northern star, of whose true fixed and resting quality there is no fellow in the firmament. The skies are painted with unnumbered sparks. They are all fire, and every one doth shine. But there's but one in all doth hold his place. So in the world, 'tis furnished well with men, and men are flesh and blood and apprehensive. Yet in the number I do know but one that unassailable holds on his rank, unshaked of motion. I am he. But clearly here declaims a greater than Shakespeare and a much greater than Caesar, as these Colossi are known to history and tradition. He is none other than the Self who is the only real, the Christ, the constant and forever I am. Have the will to be Him. You can. You will not carry out the entire program in one day, perhaps, but you will make a beginning. And he who begins well can end well, because he has confirmed his unity with the Almighty.